This is the final weekend to sign up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's online marketplace, also known as Obamacare. Latinos are one of the groups that could really stand to benefit from this insurance option. They make up about one-third of the nation's uninsured. Even so, sign-ups have lagged. Alana Gordon reports on new strategies this time around to change that.
The second open enrollment period is shorter than last year's. It runs just 3 months and ends this weekend.
So we are in kind of like, we're juxtaposed between the auto show and then also the mall food court.
Jose Plaza stands near some tables where people are meeting with application counselors right in the lower level of Jefferson Station in Philadelphia. Plaza's here from D.C., helping out at one of the many outreach events during the final countdown to the enrollment deadline.
We're going to where the community is, and hence why we're here in the middle of the thoroughfare.
Plaza is National Director for Latino Engagement for Enroll America. He says connecting with people in person in places like this has been key to increasing signups, especially among Latinos. Enrollment has been lower around this region, and nationwide, Latinos make up a small portion of overall signups.
What we found was that there are a couple challenges when it came to language. Also, this cultural competence around health insurance and also understanding the benefits of health insurance.
For many, there's also the fear of drawing attention to family members who may be in the country illegally. In other cases, there's the unexpected paperwork involved with ID verification. Plaza says all of this has led to new strategies this year, simplifying language around health insurance, doing more in-person outreach with community groups, working with Spanish media outlets, and especially for younger generations, having some fun with social media. Think silly memes and bilingual hashtags.
Healthcare isn't a sexy subject matter for anyone, really, not even young people. But finding different ways of making it attractive is what's brought a lot of folks to click on the meme, and then we're able then to direct them to the website.
Plaza points to a viral video of a three-year-old arguing with his mom, who he calls by her first name, Linda, about having cupcakes for dinner.
No, you're not listening. I said no cupcakes, and you try to get cupcakes, and you try to ask grandma.
Linda,
didn't you?
Linda, lick it, lick it.
It worked because it was a young Latino kid who was in trouble.
For dinner.
Linda, like this thing, and I would be lost.
Plaza's group made their own healthcare meme featuring a picture of the boy with the caption, "Linda, listen, honey, just go get coverage."
So it was just really, you know, comical.
Honey, look at this.
I'm done arguing with you.
I'm done arguing with you.
Plaza is hopeful all these efforts are having an impact. Exact numbers are hard to pin down, but federal estimates point to the Latino uninsured rate going down this year.
Latinos are around 32% of the total population that are uninsured, and we've seen that drop drastically also among young Latinos.
For 20-year-old Luis Ortiz, it wasn't the clever memes or hashtags that brought him here to Jefferson Station. It was an insistent roommate who actually helped set up this event.
He kind of like told me to come through and get health insurance because I really need it.
Had you thought about getting health insurance before him nudging you?
Actually, never. Like, it's not really the one thing on my mind when I'm thinking about things to get when I'm growing up.
Ortiz says his parents spent most of their lives without insurance, so if anyone ever got sick or hurt, the mindset was, it'll get better, it'll heal. Ortiz learned he's now eligible for Pennsylvania's new Medicaid option and is looking forward to seeing a doctor. As for Jose Plaza, Enroll America's Latino director, he's hoping as more people like Ortiz get coverage and experience the benefits, they'll tell their friends and family about it. And that word of mouth will serve as the real secret weapon for success in increasing enrollment in the months and years ahead. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.